It's no secret that most European Union leaders would have preferred Kamala Harris as next president of the United States. But Hungary's Prime Minister Viktor Orbán is an exception. He described Trump's win as a much-needed victory of the world. Orbán does not play by the EU's rules. He has long been criticized for his perceived authoritarianism and democratic backsliding. He cultivates close ties with Russian President Vladimir Putin and has been a vocal critic of Western military aid to Ukraine. Orbán believes the election of his close ally Donald J. Trump will help make Europe great again. He is pleased that Trump opposes the war in Ukraine and could force Kiev and Moscow to negotiate the peace deal. I see a spectacular victory, perhaps the greatest comeback in Western political history, says Orbán in a reaction to Trump's comeback. It's a great encouragement to everyone who believes in will, struggle, perseverance and hope for peace in the world. With Trump, there is now a great chance to defeat the pro-war forces and ensure that the pro-peace forces become a majority in the Western world by the end of the year. The love seems mutual. Trump, eager to have an outspoken ally in the European Union, has praised Orbán, who he has met on several occasions. Trump supports Orbán's anti-migration and other ideological values. The American leader even referenced Orbán in a debate with his rival Kamala Harris.
Viktor Orbán, one of the most respected men, they call him a strong man. He's a tough person, smart. Prime Minister of Hungary. They said, why is the whole world blowing up? 3 years ago it wasn't. Why is it blowing up? He said, because you need Trump back as president. They were afraid of him. China was afraid, and I don't like to use the word afraid, but I'm just quoting him. China was afraid of him. North Korea was afraid of him. Look at what's going on with North Korea, by the way. He said Russia was afraid of him.
Yet, back in Hungary, the opposition appears lukewarm to Trump's victory. Some opposition parliamentarians say they're looking forward to working with him. But the leader of Hungary's Liberal Momentum Party said Trump's economic and political goals were contrary to Hungary's interests. There are concerns that the Trump presidency could rock world trade, further undermining Hungary's already troubled economy and sharpening conflicts rather than smoothing them. But as long as Hungary's right-wing prime minister remains in power, the transatlantic political bromance between these two controversial leaders looks set to continue. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss in Budapest.